One of the things that we really wanted to be careful is that we did not limit this 501c3 any more than was necessary. So we did a lot of research and came up with calling it the Moore Settlement Historical Preservation Society. And we did that for a reason, so that it would not be limited just to the development of the cabin, but that all of the area around the cabin, and indeed as we found other properties or whatever connected to the original Moore settlement, that would all fall under the umbrella of that 501c3 that was already established.